So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we take the video game Street Fighter and turn that into a frickin' movie.
You know what? I'm not sure people are really into the video game adaptation thing. They tried that last year with Super Mario Bros. And people did not like that one.
Yeah, well, they basically ignored the game for that movie and just kind of did their own thing.
That's a good point. Did they honestly think that could work? So what do you got in mind for Street Fighter?
So I'm thinking we basically ignore the game for this one and just kind of do our own thing.
I honestly think that could work.
Yeah, see, when people think of the Street Fighter game, what do they think of?
Street fights? Fights in the street fight tournament?
Exactly. So I'm thinking a lot less of that, a lot more geopolitical conflict.
Okay, we're gonna keep the same main guys as the game, Ken and Ryu?
Not really. They're gonna be there, but they're gonna be con men who aren't really good at being con men.
Bad con men.
Yeah, like they get busted trying to sell toy weapons to this arms dealer, Sagat.
Did they not think he'd look at the merchandise before letting them leave?
Like I said, bad at it. So the main guy of the movie's actually gonna be Guile and his mission to stop M. Bison.
Oh, Guile? The ultra-American fighter guy?
Exactly, and he's gonna be like, I'm gonna kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard.
What was that?
Just some fighting words set the mood.
Yeah, but what was that accent you did?
Oh, well, I was thinking we get Jean-Claude Van Damme to play him.
But he's got a thick Belgian accent. That's not gonna seem ultra-American at all.
Well, he would have Guile's American flag tattoo on his bicep.
Well, now I'm convinced. Carry on. Tell me about this Bison guy.
Well, he's this wannabe dictator who's obsessed with watching himself on the news all day, every day.
Wow, thank God stuff like that doesn't happen in real life.
And he's kidnapped a bunch of people, including a guy who he just found out is Guile's friend Charlie.
Oh, God, how'd he find that out?
Guile yelled into a TV camera, hey, Charlie, I'm coming to save you from Bison who's kidnapped you.
That seems like not a good or smart thing to have done.
Yeah, so Bison immediately starts doing crazy experiments and brainwashing on Charlie.
That's almost entirely Guile's fault.
Yeah, so he's gotta come up with a plan to go rescue these hostages and his friend who he just put in a lot more danger than necessary.
What's the plan?
Well, see, Sagat forces Ryu and Ken into this underground fighting thing, right?
Oh, there is some street fighting tournament stuff.
Not really, no, because then Guile drives a tank through the wall and arrests everybody.
Ah, dang, this guy keeps messing everything up. So wait, he arrests everyone, like including the audience?
Yeah, everybody in the room, hundreds of people arrested by this one guy in a tank.
Okay, and how's that supposed to help him stop Bison?
Well, he gets Ryu and Ken to stage a prison break to get on Sagat's good side, because he's actually Bison's arms dealer.
So his plan is to rely heavily on two con men that have already been captured twice since the movie started.
That's right.
Well, okay then.
But this reporter, Chun-Li, detects that something fishy's going on, so she sneaks into the morgue, and sure enough, when she gets there, Guile pops up from the slab and reveals he's not dead.
Wait, he was just lying there motionless under a blanket for an extended period of time?
Until the opportunity for a dramatic reveal presented itself, that's right.
Committing to the bit is tight.
So Chun-Li and her partners manage to disguise themselves as performers for Sagat and Bison.
How'd they manage that?
Off screen, so we don't even have to worry about that.
But like, what was the audition process like?
Hey, shut up. So then they arrange to have this truck full of explosives roll towards Bison and all his weapons.
Oh dang, that'll catch them by surprise.
Actually, no it won't, because Chun-Li makes a live video telling them that this is about to happen.
Why would she give them a heads up?
So she could brag about it. Anyway, then her and her guys get captured.
How?
Off screen, so that's none of my business, or frankly yours.
So they just tattled on themselves and didn't prepare an escape plan.
That's right. So now it's time for Guile to get on his stealth boat and go kick some ass so hard.
He has a stealth boat?
Yeah, it becomes invisible, but also seems to hurt him at the same time.
Why would it hurt?
Anyway, even though the boat's invisible, you can clearly see its wake, so they don't have the element of surprise at all.
These good guys are awful at surprises.
So then Guile has to fight his buddy Charlie, who's been transformed into this big green monster.
Oh no.
But there's a sliver of good left in him, because the scientist that was brainwashing him with horrible images snuck in a couple of shots of MLK.
What?
So that good part inside of him stops him from killing his friend Guile.
Wow, so now Guile is gonna try to help him out?
He sure is, sir. He takes out a gun to put his buddy out of his misery.
Oh my god, that's not helpful at all.
But then the scientist pops out like, hey, no, there's probably still some good in there. Maybe don't shoot him in the face.
Well, thank god our main character didn't point blank execute his friend as he just wanted to do.
For sure. And then it's time for the big showdown of Guile versus Bison.
Oh boy.
And Guile manages to kill Bison by tossing him into this thing that electrocutes him.
Oh wow.
Wow.
But turns out Bison has this freaking shirt that does chest compressions.
Oh, he's wearing one of those sexy corsets.
No, it's like a reanimation thing, so he comes back to life, and Guile's gotta fight him again.
Well, dang, it's gonna be tough to beat him if tossing him into something that electrocutes him doesn't do anything.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, what he does this time is that he tosses him into a thing that electrocutes him.
Oh. Does it work this time?
Yes, sir. Well, no, because we're going to have a little post-credit scene where he's still alive.
This Guile guy is not very good at anything he tries to do.
Not really. So then Bison's base blows up and all the characters gather to do a little pose and we freeze frame and we're done.
Wait, just freeze on characters posing as an ending? We can do that?
Why not?
I mean, it seems kind of abrupt and lazy, but let's try it. Let's see if we get away with it.
Let's!
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.